Welcome to another episode of Parashah Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parashah Point comes from Ki Tisa, which is Hebrew for when you take, and it goes from Exodus 30:11 to Exodus 34:35. This Torah portion contains more instructions concerning the tabernacle, the golden calf incident, Moses' intercession on behalf of Israel, and the radiant face of Moses from being in God's presence. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to explore the Sabbath and what it means for us as believers. Exodus 31:12-13. And Yahweh said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, Yahweh, sanctify you.'" The Sabbath is an important commandment in the Scriptures. God established it at creation. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Yeshua and the apostles kept it. The Sabbath has spiritual and prophetic significance. It's a memorial of God's work of creation in addition to His work of deliverance. It points to salvation, the ultimate rest we have in Yeshua the Messiah. It points forward to the world to come when Messiah returns and establishes His kingdom in fullness. On a practical level, the Sabbath is an invitation to spend intentional time with God and our loved ones. It unifies believers in worship and commemoration of important biblical truths. No doubt about it, the Sabbath is meaningful to believers for many reasons, and this week's Torah portion highlights another aspect of the Sabbath that deserves our attention. At the culmination of God's instructions to Moses concerning the construction of the tabernacle, God reiterates the Sabbath command. He says, quote, "Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths." Why? Well, the passage goes on to say that it's so, quote, "you may know that I, Yahweh, sanctify you." The Sabbath is a way that God sets us apart as holy. It's a unique sign between Yahweh and His people. Therefore, when we rest on the seventh day in accordance with His command, it's a way of proclaiming that we are His. It's like our wedding ring, a symbol of our covenant commitment to Him alone. Only the people of Yahweh keep the Sabbath on the seventh day. Our observance is a way we tell our God, "I love you." Thank you for joining us for another Parashah Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.